Just watched them a little bit. They're an individual, so I really don't have a beat on them yet.
Encouraging sign that he's able to get out there and do something.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's, you know, Clay's going to always do everything he can, and you know, just take it day by day.
Mike, what's your assessment of the no huddle so far? What has it done for you or not done for you?
No huddle. It's a big part of our offense. We do sell scout each and every week. Obviously highlight the pros and obviously focus on the things we can improve on. So the mechanics has been good. The mechanics of play entry, you know, what's going on at the line of scrimmage, each and every week is graded out, high. But, you know, our biggest thing is right now our production on offense isn't really where we'd like to be. But, you know, whether we're in no huddle or whether we're in what we call standard huddle, mechanically what we're doing is I'm comfortable with.
Mike, can you explain one thing to me philosophically, though? When you got here, I always thought one of the neat things about your offense was, like, you would go seven plays in a row and you might have seven different personnel groups on the field at that time. Is that the drawback of the no huddle, that you can't be as creative in terms of personnel groups as you used to be? And is that where you weigh pros and cons?
Well, frankly, in my opinion, utilization of personnel groups is, I wouldn't categorize that as creativity. I would think that'd be, you know, utilization of personnel. And but I think you can also make the argument, what is your best personnel, and how much more do you want to take your third receiver off the field and bring a second tight end, or are you going to just play with one back, or, you know, bring a fullback on? So, I mean, those are things that are all part of the conversation, and really as your roster develops and we all, you know, where we are in our program, particularly with our quarterback, this is clearly the way we're structured is the best utilization of our players.
So, What I'm wondering is, though, that, like, you know, you would go big five, then you'd have two tight ends and two backs, and you'd have three wide. When you do that, does that stress the defense in a different way than being up-tempo, which stresses them, obviously, because you're going to play?
I think both approaches stress the defense.
And did something change for you philosophically that you wanted to do this instead of doing that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, obviously, yes.
Mike, when receivers aren't getting open, is the easiest way to correct it with scheme, or is it with execution, with the player actually doing more to get open?
Well, I mean, if any time there's, you're asking me an execution question, I mean, you have to look at the particular, the particular situation that you're in. You talk about a receiver just getting open. That's a pretty general question. I mean, is he having trouble getting open versus a bump and run technique? Are they rolling the coverage to him? Is it his route running techniques? I mean, it could be, that's why you look at the video and you do fundamentals each and every day. Every position group has a fundamental period where you work on technique.
What's been the biggest problem with your guys getting open so far?
I'd never say we had a problem with anybody getting open.
The combination from Aaron to Randall Cobb has been amazing at times. Is it where it's been in the past through camp or through these first three games? Tell me about their chemistry.
They have good chemistry. Good day to day on the practice field. They play a lot of football together. There's certain routes I think you see. Aaron is very comfortable with each and every guy. I mean, that's normal in any offense. But I'd say they're very comfortable.
Do you see the ball spread around a little bit more to different guys?
You know, really, the way the ball is distributed, you have to look at, the defense is part of that. You know, we don't line up and throw it to a guy. We may feature, players and certain concepts based on what we think the coverage is going to be. But, you always like to see the ball. You like to see everybody touch the ball. But at the end of the day, it's about production, and that's what we're working to improve.
Mike, was that easier, though, when you had a bunch of guys that were established? I don't mean mean that as a knock on Jared or your tight ends or Devontae. I'm sure they'll all grow into the kind of players you want them to be. But right now they're not. I mean, isn't it fair to say they're not at the James Jones, Greg Jennings, Jordy level? I mean, isn't that part of the challenge?
I mean, I don't think it's really fair to do comparisons because, you know, we're talking about people that have done very well. They're not here. Very good players. Spent a lot of time working in the system. But, you know, Boykin and Devontae, I feel very confident where they are today, but even excited about where they're going.
Bears have made a lot of changes defensively even since last year. What do you see on tape from them?
I think they're, you know, more settled into what their system is, their scheme. The defensive line obviously had a number of changes. You can see the impact that the three free agent defensive ends have made. So all very good players. The linebacker group's good, you know, particularly when they're healthy. But we're kind of waiting to see how this is going to shake out based on the injuries that occurred here in the Monday night game.
When you look at the Bears offensively, do they seem to have a greater grasp now the second year with Trestman than they did maybe a year ago?
Well, I thought they did a heck of a job last year. I mean, really, Chicago's offense was outstanding, and they still have the same threats. I mean, you look at their perimeter group, and they've had the injuries to the offensive line. We'll see, what direction that ends up come Sunday. But I thought they were excellent last year, and I think they've kind of picked up where they left off.
Mike, you mentioned the injuries from Monday night. You know, obviously the Lions were beat up in their secondary too, and there was a game in 2002 where the Packers were playing a guy who was hanging drywall with his father-in-law that week of the game. I suppose it's tempting when you see a team that's got some injuries to try and attack that. How do you try and take advantage of that without getting away from what you want to do?
Well, the first thing we have to do is we got to get first downs. So, I mean, we have first downs and you create another three down opportunity. Then you get into higher production. You know, this particular last week, 51 plays. I mean, you could really just stop there, with your statistical analysis. So, we're going to run our offense and do the little things and have the right, initial calls, play a little faster, and that'll be our approach.
The Bears have changed. Just mentioned personnel and defense. Yet they still get the ball out quite a bit.
Yes.
Very opportunistic defense. As much as you guys stress that anyway, can you do it even more so when you face a team that is so good at getting the ball out?
I mean, definitely. I mean, since I've been here, you've always talked about their ability to take away the football. I mean, it's definitely part of their, their operation down there. Just when you see, the rookie Fuller come over, and, he looks just like, just like he's been there for 5 years. So it's a group that's always excelled at it as far as punching it out. And it's definitely a focus for us.
Two more, please.
How do you feel Brian Bulaga came out of the game Sunday, his return?
It feels good. He's progressing. It was good to get him back out there. I think everybody, him included, was happy with the way he was able to, play and finish. And I think he'll be a week better this week. So he had a good day of practice today.
Mike, what do you need to see from Brandon Bostic for him to have more of a role offensively?
Well, I think it's important for, all of our guys that are particularly maybe be more focused on special teams and not as much on offense and defense to, just to really excel at what their role is right now. So, and Brandon's kind of working his way back. I feel confident that if needed and called upon, he'd do a good job Sunday.
Hey, Mike, real quick, this Nick Perry's wrist injury, is that related back to the thing he had as a rookie?
I mean, Nick was a full participant today. I couldn't tell you the specifics of, we have to fill out the report, so I couldn't tell you exactly what it is.
Mike, you mentioned picking up first downs is something you need to do. Aaron Rodgers has had a small handful of opportunities to run the football, and he's decided not to and thrown the ball. Is there a fine line there that you'd like to see him maybe take that gamble?
Talking about when he's scrambling?
Yeah.
I obviously thought he scrambled a lot there against the Jets. His run going into the, down by the end zone was a huge play in the game. I don't really have any top of my head here, you know, question his decisions. I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's part of your training. We, you know, I've talked about this before. We train the quarterback in the pocket, then the transition phase to out of the pocket. So, I mean, there is decision-making responsibility when you're out of the pocket, but I think it's probably one of the best things he does. So I don't see, based on the first three games, where he hasn't ran as much as he should.